Hello, everyone. Good day.
Hi, James.
Hi,
hello.
Hi.
Hi, James.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Hi.
I love hearing from everyone. It's such a sound. Such energy. Oh, the doggy, too. We love the doggy.
Oh, they say hello to you.
Okay. Okay. Is anybody calling? Okay. So, thank you. Okay. Where are you from? Where, anyone outside of the U.S.?
No. Calling from Africa.
Hi.
Hello. Okay.
Calling
great.
From Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
Hello, yeah.
Cincinnati,
California.
Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Oh. Cincinnati.
Hi. Hi, James. I'm Usha from London.
I'm from London. How are you doing, London?
How are you?
Good, thank you. I'll be there in November.
Excellent. Let me know when you're over.
Yeah, it'll be on the website.
Excellent.
I guess we should start now.
Okay.
Luna.
Well, again, thank you, everybody, for joining me. I look really forward to these Zoom calls so I can connect with you and find out what's going on with your courses you're taking and in general what's going on. And it's I've done this a lot now, so it always goes that an answer for one person is really for everybody. Everybody can relate to the answer. So sometimes, all the time, you want to ask a question, but the person before you has that exact same question. So that's really good. That means we're in sync. And I think that will happen today, too. So. Emily, you want to start?
Sure. So if anyone has a question, just press *6 to get in the queue. And I'm also going to look through some of the Facebook groups, and we'll try to fit in some of those as well. So it looks like we already have a few people. We'll start with Stanley is the name coming up at 954.
Oh, it's actually Jenny. It's okay. Thanks, Emily.
Jenny.
Hi, James.
Where
can you hear me
from?
Okay?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from South Florida, from the Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay, great.
And I have taken a lot of your courses, the psychic, intuitive certification, life tools for the highly sensitive, enhancing your intuition, a lot of your courses.
Good,
and
very
I
good.
Have enjoyed all of them, books on tape when you had them back then, many years ago. This question is sort of related to all that, but I'll give you just a quick background. I went inside a store, and this woman came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder, and she goes, "Oh, you're carrying a lot of load on, I see a lot of load, a lot of negativity on you," and she turned out to be a psychic.
Maybe, yeah.
So she gave me her card. And, well, my question is there any way I can clear myself from other people's thoughts by meditating and by all
okay,
what you
so
have?
Jenny, I'm going to give you a little pinch, Jenny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a pinch. And the reason why I'm going to give you a pinch is because you've done a lot of courses, right? And you've read all the books and you've done the courses. But I actually wrote this down before I even was going to say this. But have you used them? And the answer is no. Because in that course, the highly sensitive tools for the highly sensitive person, a lot of that course is about, I don't want to say protection, but being mindful of your space and the energy in your space and how to get rid of foreign energy on a daily basis. That's in that course. So you should go back and review that course and use the techniques that I put in that course. And you should do it on a daily basis. One of the exercises, I mention this a lot, on a daily basis is when you take a shower in the morning, you know, you clean the physical body, but you also got to clean the energetic body. Okay, the spirit body. So I do that with beautiful golden light coming down from the shower. I imagine golden light, white light surrounding my auric field, in the auric field, in the body, surrounding every cell, every muscle, every fiber. And I set the intention that any energies which do not support me, that are not right for me, I release them. And I imagine then, because thoughts are things. So then I imagine like this, like Hershey syrup, heavy energy coming out of my fingertips and my toes. That represents any foreign energy. And that goes down the drain. And once you do that, and you do that for a bit, probably a minute, you begin to feel centered again. And then what I say is, may God go before me and show me the way. So I'm programming my day with the word God or love, same vibration. And that is a kind of a cocoon, if you will. And also, like attracts like. So you're bringing to you, you're magnetizing that vibration of love. So that's in that course, my sweetheart. So you need to go back in that course and retake it or really start using it, okay, on a daily basis.
Yes,
okay,
I have. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
so
go
that,
ahead.
That's what you have to really, you have to really use that course. It's not just to do it, you have to use it. Those are techniques that really work, really, really work. And the spirit world gave me those for highly sensitive people. And one more thing I would say for everybody here, not only you, Jenny, but for everybody's benefit. Whenever someone like that comes up to you and says, oh, you have negative energy on you, here's my card. Number one, it's disrespectful. There's no integrity whatsoever. You don't approach people like that if you're psychic, if you have any integrity. At least from my point of view, you don't do that. So I find that, I question that, her integrity, I question her ability. I don't get anything negative around you at all. I think you're a very loving person, and you have a loving mind, and I think that, you know, what's in your mind will come out around you. So you understand that, right?
Oh, thank you, James. Yes, I do. I am deep inside. I am a very good-hearted. I do know there have been a lot of women out there that have showed me some envy
great,
ignored.
Honey, that's so great you brought this topic up. That's so great. So this is really important to note for everybody. So when you're in your power, okay, when you're in your power, when you know yourself and you love yourself and you're balanced and you're centered, you give off this light, this energy. And there will be people who are envious of that, jealous, envious. They want your power, and they'll try to take it away. That happens to me a lot, or it used to, when I got more clear and started using those techniques. But, you know, it's really true. You'll be around those people, so you just say, bless them, and, you know, bless them and move away. Don't need them in your space. You really don't. Anyone who's in your life needs to be supporting you, not putting you down. So life is too short. So if you have anyone in your life who's putting you down and not building you up, say bye-bye. That's self-care. Okay?
Got it. Yeah, and I have been practicing the imagination techniques and the golden light, except not every day. So I have not been good about that.
Incorporate it to your shower or your bath every day. It's the same thing.
Okay, got it.
And one more thing, I want you to start reading Emmanuel Swedenborg. Have you heard of Emmanuel Swedenborg? Swedenborg from Switzerland. He was in the 1700s. He was a medium in the 1700s, and he used to go to the other side all the time. He used to have out-of-body experiences for 25 years, and he wrote all about the spirit world and how to live a spiritual life. And that, I think his work would be very good for you, actually. Emmanuel Swedenborg, Swedenborg. He's really the beginner. He's one of the creators of spiritualism, very first.
Oh, so, okay. Emmanuel, I didn't get the last word, the last name,
Swedenborg.
I'm sorry.
Swedenborg, Swedenborg.
Berg. Okay, I really appreciate that.
Oh. Okay, honey. God bless you, Jenny. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you, James. Thanks again for everything.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up we have Ken is the name coming up at 530.
Hello.
Hello, you don't sound like a Ken.
I can talk like this if you want. I'm just kidding. This is Norman.
Very. Who is this?
This is Noreen from Woodland, California. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
What's happening?
Well, I have a question. So about 9 weeks ago, I had a really unusual thing happen to me at a party. Uh-huh. I was receiving energy that I had never felt before. And I couldn't decide if, this is kind of strange, if it was somebody that had just passed away or somebody was telling me that their higher self was telling me that I'm about to die. And
you're about to die or someone in the party is about to die?
Somebody at the party was going to be dying soon. They were telling me, their higher self was telling me, I'm going to be dying soon. And or if it was somebody, a soul, because I could feel it.
Who I just passed.
It was so fresh, this soul. And so I was like, I guess I could see that maybe I was getting two messages and not understanding it. So I guess my question is, how can I separate the two? And in fact, somebody did die from that party 3 weeks later.
Someone did die from the party 3 weeks later.
Yes.
Wow.
And actually, and let me tell you else what happened. So about a week later after this party, I randomly Googled one of my aunt's ex-husbands, and I had seen that he had died in late February. So this was April. So that was a new soul, and I thought, okay, great, good. That's what it was. I didn't need, you know, to have that whole death thing. Well, then my brother-in-law just suddenly just died, 59 years old, the healthiest man we knew.
Wild. Well, yeah. Let me ask you, Noreen, what courses have you taken so far with me?
Well, I just started your mediumship one. I just received week 5 today.
Okay, how are you doing with it?
Good. I tell you, I loved the council one. It about brought me to tears when I was in that room.
Good. Good. So I'd like you to be consistent with the course, please. Okay?
Okay.
Don't skip too much. I also think the psychic portholes course would be very good for you for basic basic psychic fundamentals.
Okay.
So that's something you might want to look into. Part of the mediumship one, I believe it's here, I talk about this in every Zoom call. For you in order to learn how, you need discernment, and discernment comes with practice and development. So discerning between what the energy is it coming from my guide? Is it coming from my own intuition? Is it a psychic insight? Is it coming from a spirit? So you'll have to know what the subtle differences between those three, you know?
Okay.
And mediumship one will help you with that, but I tell everyone to, what you should really do for that is sit in the quiet every day, 15 minutes every day. I say a closet. I sit in the closet 15 minutes a day, and you just sit. You do nothing else. You don't meditate. You just sit. You can concentrate on your breathing if you find your mind wandering, which it will. Go back to your breath. Go back to your inhalation, exhalation. And as you do that more and more, Noreen, you'll find that you begin to have a relationship with your soul, and you'll feel things from the inside out, and you'll become aware of what that feels like. Then you'll be able to feel the field around you, the auric field around you, what that feels like. And then you'll be able to feel your guides. Again, the more you sit, the more it gives them, the spirit world, practice also to open you up and to use you a certain way. And it's a really great progression. So it's a progressive type of thing, and which you should do it every day for 15 minutes. Okay? So try that.
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. Very good, Noreen. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, next up we have Mirella is the name, 915.
Hi, how are you? My name is Mariela.
Hi,
I'm so excited to be in this call and in all your classes. I can't tell you enough how grateful I am for doing all this for people.
Are you Cuban American?
I'm actually Mexican, and so that's
my full name. Okay, good.
Mariela.
where are you calling from?
So I'm actually in the transition of moving, and I don't even know where. We're from Chicago, but we're actually traveling to my hometown of El Paso. I'm in Dallas now, Dallas, Texas, and I'm from the border, Texas, and Chihuahua. And my life is changing so much that I'm just waiting for my guides to kind of guide me through these new transitions of life.
Okay, so let me just now help with that first of all. So right now we're in a time, right now astrologically, we're in a time for a big, big transition. Everybody's going through major change right now. So that's okay. Remember, changes bring opportunities. So anytime there's a change, for everyone listening too, change is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for growth and for new insights and new perspectives. So it's really an exciting time. And that's how we have to look at it. Fear. We're going to look at it as an exciting opportunity. It's an opportunity. Change is always an opportunity. And we change every day because everything's moving every day. Life moves.
Yeah.
So that's good. Congratulations. When you get to a certain city, you should go and feel in your solar plexus what feels right to you there.
Yeah.
And just find yourself in a year from now living in that space, and how do you feel? That's what I would do.
Yeah. And it's crazy that you say that, because I just felt stagnant where we were, and it just felt like it's something that we needed to do. You know, I just felt that in my being, everything.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Good for you. You did. You jumped in. You jumped in. Good for you. A lot of people don't
do
that.
I'm a gypsy for the summer, so it'll be fun.
Good girl. Do that. Yeah. I love your attitude. What's your question?
Yes. Okay, so I am taking, I started with the psychic courses, and I'm doing the mediumship. And it's kind of funny because as a child, I used to see spirits. And then, of course, when you grow up a little, that goes away because, you know, I thought, okay, I'm crazy and I'm, like, probably making this up and, you know, things like that. And people would say the same thing. But I always continue to sense them. And even they would come in dreams or, like, you know, there was an instant where I was going to buy a home and literally these spirits from this home were calling me in. And I almost bought this house, but I don't know. I wasn't ready at the time to kind of, you know, I felt like I didn't understand what was happening, so kind of disconnected. So anyway, back forwarding now to now, and so I'm getting just these crazy synchronicities. Spirits are coming through my dreams, even waking me up sometimes, feeling a lot of tingling all over my, you know, my crown chakra, my face, and I'm even very interesting. I didn't know what was happening. I think I did a little transmediumship. I was kind of meditating and my guys just came through talking in a different voice almost.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know how that happened, but just so much stuff is happening to me that I'm just kind of like, am I going crazy? Is this
No. You're not going crazy, honey. You're already crazy. They think I'm crazy. You're already crazy.
Right?
You're not going crazy. So this is a story. So you're born mediumistically. When is your birthday?
June 10th, just turned 40.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So Gemini is in the mind a lot. So always thinking, different things going on. You need a lot of grounding, right? Grounding is very important for Geminis, right? I think that you are very mediumistic, and I think you need to develop it. I think you closed it down, and I think now they're rattling open, and they're opening up quick, right?
Yes.
And I just wrote down as you were speaking, you need to go back to the softness of your mind.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting? As I wrote down as you were speaking, you need to go back to the softness of your mind, like when you were a little girl, when those things happened. And just like I advise, the other advice that I gave Noreen, I want you to sit in the stillness of your being. So please do that every day. That will really ground you, center you, and help you with your development.
Okay. And then just one more question. Is it normal to, like, be getting a lot of just precognitive, like, thoughts and dreams? And then this has always happened in my life. And then is this, I don't know if it's just more open now. And then even, I know it sounds really weird, when you had us do that that homework about learning about spirituality, I wrote this whole crazy synchronistic article about Estelle Roberts and how it was just so bizarre how I feel like she found me, you know. So sometimes I even sense her in some of my when I'm meditating or some things like that. Is that even possible, or is this something that's just like I said, I feel like I've opened a wormhole.
Let's dissect it, first of all. Number one, you're in judgment a lot. So everything you said was judged. I think I'm crazy. Is this normal? You know, you shouldn't judge it. Just let it be. Nothing's normal. I don't know how to measure normal. You're talking to the wrong person because I'm normal means. So, when you open up and you are a certain medium, you will draw to you, especially if you have a certain medium you like and they get there's an affinity, like Christelle Roberts, she will come to you. She will maybe work with you. I work a lot now with Gordon Higginson. He comes through to me a lot. And that happens. That's happened. So I think that's very exciting. I think it's just very exciting. And I just think I think you have a great attitude. I just want you to be more grounded. And I don't want you judging so much. Just accept. Don't judge. You're learning. Okay. It's fabulous and exciting. And that's the way you should be.
Okay, Marielle? Okay, honey.
Great.
Good luck.
I am so helpful. Thank you. Love and light. Love you so much.
Love to you, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up we have a mystery caller at 442-257.
I love that. Mystery caller. Must be a mediumship student.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, mystery caller. Enter, sign in, please.
Okay. My name is Marilyn. I've met you before, James. I am at Harmony Grove. I'm not sure where you're at right now. But I think my question was just answered in that.
I know, isn't that weird? But it's really true. And it's a big thing because we're going to ask the same thing for a lot of us. But yes, but you know, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I also, like a year ago, I started opening up. I took your mediumship class, the number one certification, and after I had learned and got my certification here at Harmony Grove. But I loved the practicing that I did, And then I started really opening up, I think.
Yeah.
And it kind of scared me.
Why?
And I think I kind of shut down. And I guess so now I'm kind of feeling like, just like you said, I need to ground, I need to meditate, although I do that, but I need to just settle down and not be
afraid. Marilyn, you need a relationship with yourself, too. You need to love yourself. You need to really honor yourself. That's what you need.
Yeah.
You know, honor yourself. And you need to go slow. Don't rush through things. You know, just slow down. Now, do you have red hair?
I have, you know, I have blondish, but it got that little
I saw you at Harmony Grove. Were you teaching that work that you in front of that group that time?
I was in front of the group that time. I was that person who was, like, screwing up the music and everything. And
Right. That's all right. Okay, so I know it's you. Okay, yeah. And you can't see Robert in my court. Right. I thought it was you. Yes. So, Marilyn, I want a couple of things. Definitely sit in the quiet. Definitely every day. You definitely need to do that. Is there a development circle at Harmony Grove or elsewhere that you can be in?
Yes, I have a development circle that I created.
Great. How often do you sit?
We try, it's our little ministerial group. We're in the ministerial program here. And we are doing it 2 times this month, but it's only once. I know.
Not enough. Once a week, the minimum, once a week, especially when you're in a spiritualist place. Hello. once a week. I would definitely, if you can't do the development circle there, try the one online that I have. And also sit in the quiet, without a doubt. You need that, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And I don't want you doubting yourself. I just want, I feel that you need to start developing a sense of self-love and self-worth and finding aspects of your soul that are beautiful and lovely. That's what I would love for you to do. Yeah? Maybe write a story about yourself, the wonderful aspects of yourself. Because remember, it's what you put in your mind, what you put out there, what's in your mind, and that becomes realized. And when we get afraid, I don't know why you're afraid when you open up, because there's nothing to be afraid of, see?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the ego getting in the way. You don't want the ego to get in the way. The ego's fine, but we use it when we need to use it. Otherwise, we go to our soul self. My soul and I. The soul is pure love. And you have to have that relationship with your soul. And when I do my readings, when I do my work, I work with my soul self. The ego is to the side, but I'm really connected with that soul self. And as I connect with that soul self, the minute I connect with that soul self, I become right aware that I'm connected to every single person. Every single person in that room, I'm connected with everyone. So it's really that soul self. That's what I really want you to get more involved in with your mind. So when you get scared, that's just the ego. Go and just say, oh, go away. I have nothing to do. Please. Love. And like a rocket ship, just go into the love. And go to the soul self. And the soul self speaks to you. You know, I think you tried too much in your life to please people. And you're a people pleaser. And you want to heal, you're a healer. So you want to heal people. But, sometimes you got to look at yourself and take care of yourself first. You know what I mean? Because otherwise you get frayed. You know, you get worn out. And I just want you to get back to yourself and love yourself. And, you're around a lot of people at that place that need. They're very needy. They look to you for a lot. So, you can give so much, but you're first going to give to yourself.
Yes. I love you.
Love you too, honey. Keep up the good work. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of, honey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay, next up we have Trisha. Looks like you're online.
Hi, it's Trisha.
Hi, Trisha. Love your energy.
Thank you. I'm just excited.
Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm calling from Florida.
Great. Okay. What's your question?
So I signed up for the psychic and intuitive certification and also the mediumship level 1. And they suggested I do the psychic one first. So I'm at, I think, level 4 working on that one. And because I kind of got delayed. I signed up last fall, but my mom passed away and I had like a bunch of other family deaths. So
do it when you do it. That's fine.
So I'm circling back around and starting it again. My question is, I've been really enjoying them and I'm also at the same time, I'm finishing up certification as a board-certified life coach. So when I saw you doing a new course with the spiritual life coaching, I'm like so tempted to do that too, but I don't want to like jump in and like, oh my God, now I'm going to another.
Wait. It's always going to be there. We'll always have it in the school. So just, you know, don't rush. You can take it when your time is right. Just pace yourself. You have a lot going on right now, so you can only take in so much. The more you have, the less you'll take in. So one thing at a time. So finish the psychic certification, then go to the mediumship, and then, you know, see how your life coaching does. And if you want to, then take the spiritual life coach course, which is very different than any other life coach course. Very, very different. That's why I did it. Then the time will be right for that, when the time is ready, okay?
Okay, you sure? Because I'm tempted.
You can buy it, and then use it later on. I mean, you can always buy it today and then use it in 2 months when you're ready. That you can do. Because I think we have a sale. Don't we, Emily, have a sale right now?
The early bird sale lasts till Tuesday. And, in fact, you also get to be on the bonus reading call. So you will get to ask James the psychic question.
Well, for sure, then
you can take it any time.
So you can sign up today and you take it. You know, it'll be sent to you, but you can use it anytime. So sign up today and then take it like in a year from now. Yeah, that's fine, or when the time is right. But it'll always be there for you. There's nothing in the course that is a timely type of thing. 70 videos, it's really great. It's getting out of bad habits. It's restarting your life in a positive way. It's a very different life coaching kind of course. But take, you know, sign up today, get the benefits, and then take it, you know, in time.
Can you use this kind of training to speak in front of groups? Because ultimately, I want to do inspirational speaking.
Very much so. That's what this is about. It's getting away from fear into love. It's honoring yourself. It's building a business. It's really helping you take the first step to, you know, I talk about what you love to do, following your passion, working with your passion. And then I talk a lot about what's stopping you, that's fear. So I go a lot into the fear of things. Why do we not do things? Why don't people follow through on things? And then, you know, are you on the right path? It's like, how do you know you're on the right path? And is your life fulfilling? Is it joyful? How do we get to that space of joyful and fulfilling? And I go through a whole 70 videos. I talk about courage, and it's really a great course. It's a course that you can use not only for yourself, but you can teach it. If you're going to become a teacher, you can use the techniques there for your clients and for the people that you're doing lectures for. Definitely, you can use the techniques there. So it's keys that help you to turn your passion into a successful career. That's really what it's about.
Okay. Thank
James,
you.
James, go ahead.
I think you should take it. Go for it. Thanks, Tricia. God bless you, sweetheart. Take things
Thank
slow,
you.
Though. Okay? All right.
I will. Thank you.
And just to James, to build on what you're saying, one of the reasons a lot of people might be confused because it's a life coach course, but the reality is, you know, James really wanted to, you know, as a life coach, as any kind of spiritual expert, whether you're a medium, psychic, healer, or an artist or speaker, you're going to be inspiring others and moving them to create their best life. And you also need to set an example. So that's why so much of the course is about you becoming the best version of yourself. So then you can then pass those techniques on to others.
Yeah, and I really wanted this to be very different because, you know, we're mental or emotional or physical beings, and these life coaches the life coaching courses that are out there, they're great fundamental. They're all very much the same, by the way. But this one is very different, and it brings that spiritual aspect, and it comes to the soul self, the loving self, and looking at yourself as a soul having the human experience. And it's very different. Some of the meditations, 70 videos, but there are a lot of meditations I do, I think 9 of them. Some of them are the inner light meditation, where you connect to your power, how we get over struggles and get back into the power. Crystal clarity is one, help you get unstuck. Feel the fear and do it anyway. The energy tune-up, a mind journey to help you see clearly and energize your life. I'm saying this because I'm working on them, right, and finishing these up. The magic carpet ride is a great one that came through yesterday, and that's about a time thing from your past, letting go of past patterns and behaviors and creating a new. And then there's the effortless decisions. How can you make a decision quickly and not procrastinate? And then raining blessings, a mind journey to help connect with the power of your gratitude and really bring more into your life to be grateful for. So those are some of the meditations that are included in the course. But, yeah, it's a great course. I'm very proud of it. Emily's very proud of it. And you can look it over. But, yeah, the sale's over Tuesday, so it goes to the regular price then. Is that right, Emily?
That is right. Okay, and the course actually starts on Monday. So when you sign up now, you'll get to be part of the initial group, which is exciting.
Cool. That's always great.
Yeah. Okay. So next up we have Autumn. Looks like an online caller.
Autumn.
Hi, James. Can you hear me?
I can, Autumn. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, good. I am calling all the way in from Africa, so I'm so glad that the line is clear.
What part of Africa?
Lilongwe, Malawi. It's in the southern part. So if you look on a globe, there's a lake called Lake Malawi in southern Africa, and the country is about the same size as the lake.
I never heard of it.
But I'm originally from the States.
Well, Adam, that's great. Have a great time. Are you living
here? I didn't either. Nope, I'm living here. Yeah, my spouse, living.
That's great.
We're living here.
Good for you, honey.
Yeah. So that brings me to my question. So I was part of a really great spiritual community. My spouse is active duty military, so we move a lot. But I was part of a really great spiritual community in Washington, D.C., and I attended development circles there, actually with another one of your students, Brian Eklund, and felt really comfortable exploring my gifts in that space. Yeah, and now I find myself in a rural African country, and I'm so excited to be here. Like, I'm living my best life. I'm so blessed, and I just couldn't be happier to be here. But it is a very regressive country. I mean, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, like, it's an oppressed place. So finding a dynamic spiritual community may not be an option for me here. Wondering what you would suggest.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing I will suggest. Yoga. Do they have yoga there yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Right.
Let's go to the yoga
studio. And I just installed the yoga trapeze.
Fabulous. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
And I'm sure they have a bulletin board. And I'm sure people would love to sit in a meditation circle, which you can lead. And that would be one. And that would be the beginning. That's a very good start.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, that'll open the door to other things. Yeah. Because if you get together there, they might know other people who are into this, and they might know other people. So that's a very good beginning, Autumn.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it took me so long to come out of the spiritual closet, and they worried.
You're where you're meant to be, sweetheart. We're always where we're supposed to be. So I would just say this is fabulous. This is a great opportunity. Yeah. You can bring some light to that area, which is important. And you can start off with the yoga, because that's really going to find some enlightened people there. So great place to start. Exciting. Congratulations. Lovely hearing you.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Next up, we have Betty at 303.
Hey, James.
Hey, Betty. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a question. I think it goes along with the first caller and kind of the integrity. I had a psychic tell me my son was in purgatory, and I think it was a scare tactic.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Oh, sorry. I'm in Colorado. I'm in Loveland, Colorado.
Where in Colorado?
Loveland.
Oh, yeah. Loveland, Colorado?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Heard of it, but I've never been. Okay, Betty. So what happened?
Beautiful.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, I went to a psychic to get a reading, and she told me my son was in purgatory.
Was this lady a referral, or did you just pick her out of the phone book?
I actually went to an expo. I went to an expo, and
There you go. There you go. Yeah. You get what you pay for.
Right. Exactly. And I've had readings from other people, too. And I didn't put too much stock into it. I took it as a scare tactic. But, of course, then you always wonder, is there a little bit of truth there? So I just say, I try to say prayers for my son and that kind of thing. And I just wondered how you feel about purgatory.
You know better than this. You could probably read her.
I don't know about that. I'm still pretty new, James.
I really. What course did you take with me?
I have taken the Day in the Spirit World and the HSP, and I'm actually redoing the HSP right now.
Good.
good.
Just because I need it. Yeah.
I think you're great. Okay. I think you're fine. You have to realize that that's pure ignorance on that lady's part. Pure ignorance.
Okay.
And
okay.
I would just tear her apart if I saw her. But she just doesn't know any better. No, she doesn't know any better. There's no such thing as purgatory, per se, as religious. What happens when you pass over to that loving world back home, we go back home, you go to that space which you've created with your mind, right? It's a reflection of your mind, and it's a reflection of how you lived your life on the earth. So you'll find that the space that you're in, you're with like-minded people, so with family and friends, and there's no judgment there. You judge yourself, really. You're your own, you know, jury. And your son was a nice boy, wasn't he? Good boy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Loving boy, yep. The best you could. So why the hell would he be in purgatory?
Well, and, you know, James, I told myself that, and actually, and I even kind of said a prayer for her, because I felt the same way like you're saying. She's been led down a road that isn't the best. So,
you know, Betty, what I would say to people like that, I mean, you have to have a little bit of chutzpah, I guess. But you know what?
Yes.
Since you've been with me in my course, you see who I am, my integrity level. I would have sat with that lady and said, excuse me, I don't believe in purgatory. What do you mean purgatory? And question her about that. She shouldn't be spreading that to the public. And you know enough. You know enough to say, that doesn't exist in my belief system. Sorry, that's your old religious belief system. I don't believe in a purgatory. Is that next to limbo? You know, it's just so archaic. So now there's pure love and there's happiness and joy when you pass over. That's really what it is. The only thing which is upsetting sometimes, I will tell you, because I'm very honest, you know, when people have their life review when they pass over, they see the good things they did and the bad things they did. The good thoughts, the bad thoughts, their actions. And we say purgatory, I hate that word, but there's a space there which is life review. And some people are there and then, you know, thoughts of, oh, I should have shown more love. I should have told this one I love, oh, please forgive me. And just like here on the earth, we have these thoughts that bother us when we say something we didn't mean it to somebody and we have to sit with that for a while. Same thing on the spirit side of life. But over there, it's a mental world. Everything's very mental, so the thoughts are always there. So prayers from the humans really help them. Prayers show unconditional love. And I just get that your son is in pure love. I just get that. I don't want you to shade your mind with that ignorance, okay?
Yeah, and I think and of course I just wanted affirmation, so thank you for that. And I kind of feel the same way. And when he first passed, I think there was a feeling of that he was probably seeing all the people he hurt. And I did say a lot of prayers.
I
wanted to make sure I was on the accidental overdose.
Right. So that's fine. You know, it happens. Let me tell you, it happens every day. I hear 3 or 4 cases of overdose every day.
Yep.
Let me tell you, there are people on the other side whose job it is to help those who pass in that condition come over to the other side. Many times it's those who pass that way who help others come over who pass that way. That's really interesting because they know what the person is going through. And what they do is they help, they bring them to, many times they'll bring them to, I want to say like a therapy or not like a hospital we have, but more like a space where they can work on their mind, clearing their mind and letting go of things. And it's a really good space. I feel your son is out of that. I really do. You know, this is the world of addictions down here in this earth level. This is the addiction world. So we all have addictions, and part of the reason we come back here is to get rid of the addiction, to find out why we have these addictions. And it can be lineage as well, by the way, passed on from family to family member all the way down lines. So sometimes we're trying to get rid of the block, burn out that addiction. But I think he's a great boy. I think he should be very happy, and I like it.
Well, and I like to think of it as he's over there and I'm over here and we're working together. That's kind of the way that I feel. So
he's one of your guys.
Yeah.
He's one of your guys. Yeah. Why would he? Right?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for all your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Betty. God bless you, sweetheart.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye, me.
Bye.
Okay. Next up, we have Holly at 206 area code.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, James. It's so nice to talk to you again.
Are you from Washington State?
Yes. I'm going to see you in September when you come.
Yes. Very good. Look forward to that.
Yeah. So my question is, since my husband passed away about 5 years ago, it's like when he was in the hospital, and he was already had crossed over, I know that, because he was on life support, but I felt him. I started feeling him, and I feel him a lot.
Yep.
And then just this Mother's Day, my mother crossed over. And I started feeling really strong, like, next to her, too. She was in hospice. But I'm having a hard time differentiating between who I'm feeling. Like, I have a sense that I think that's who it is, but it feels the same to me.
Okay, so that this goes right into that, what I talked about to Noreen also earlier, sitting in the stillness of your being, sitting in the quiet. So the more you sit in the quiet, the more you'll be able to discern the energies, because it's a very subtle energy. You know that. It's very, the soul, the spirit energy is very subtle. So when you sit in the quiet, the spirit world works with your auric space, and they can really open you up and help you to feel energies in a different way. And as you sit there, you'll feel your mom. You'll feel your husband, and it'll be a very subtle feeling. But that is a way you can recognize that subtle feeling and who it belongs to. So sitting in the quiet is the best advice I could give you. If you're in a meditation, your mind is too active, and you won't get it. You'll be in the quiet. So that, do that. That'll help you. Okay. And then when I see you at the end of the year here, I hope you're in a different state of being.
Okay. Yeah.
So sit in the quiet. That'll help you, I promise.
Okay.
Every day, Dawn. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, it looks like it might be a Christopher at 541.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. What's your name?
Hi. This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
I'm in Talent, Oregon.
Oh, great. Okay. What course did you take?
I did the 28 days and the attractive soulmate, and I've been doing a lot of other things right now, like the more real time. I've been doing essential oils and herbs and foraging herbs and healing.
Okay.
But I want to start to
it's
another
very Oregonian of you.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to ask you which course you would suggest for learning and knowing the most about who's lying and deceptive, because right now I have a bombardment of betrayal and lies that have hit me like a ton of bricks of people who I thought were my friends. And
Emily, what do you think?
What's that?
What do you think?
A course.
I think the HSP course.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good one.
I think tools for the highly sensitive person would be really, really great for you, Shelley.
Okay.
It'll help you in many different ways. It'll also help you to be in your power, in your own space, and have that sacred space. And you'll be able to tell whose energy is bombarding you, which you don't want. You can send that right back. And it also, you know, when you bring yourself into a state of grace and love, as I said earlier in the phone call, and you surround yourself with that loving energy, like attracts like. Only get to you people that love you and have the right intention. So you have to watch your thoughts and who you're with. Where do you hang out? What people are you bringing into your space and why? Yeah.
Well,
so
that's true because there are people.
Yeah,
around me. Yeah.
Right. The sensitive course will help you. Now, when you say people around you, family, friends, partner, what?
Family and friends. I have a lot of negativity. I have
great.
People
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so the HSP course is all about, one of the things that I put a lot in that course is boundary work, having boundaries, how to have proper boundaries, how to install proper boundaries with your family, how to say no, how to honor yourself by saying no. And you have to remember when you do that, you're also teaching them that they have no right to behave that way. So old patterns from childhood or early family life will change because you're not like you were before. And I think that life coach course, I think my new life coach course would be perfect for you as well, because in there, there's a lot of stuff of letting go of patterns of behavior from the past, letting go of that which doesn't suit you anymore, starting a new life, having the encouragement and power to go ahead and forge ahead. And that's what that course is about. So look into that as well, okay? Those two, all right? Those ones, pick one of those.
I wrote those down.
And I think that will help you, but you've got to be consistent, sweetheart, with yourself and your own sacred self.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
I know you're right, and that's need to do.
Listen, the more you love yourself, the more love is given to you.
Right.
So remember that, okay?
All right.
You'll be fine. Don't worry so much, Shelley. You'll be okay.
Thank you.
What other people think of you is none of your business, honey.
Okay. Yeah, that one I hear you say that a lot, and that one I have to, I feel like making a T-shirt for myself or a pin on my mirror to tell me that every day. I have to remind myself of that.
Well, write that down. Put it on your mirror, for sure. I didn't lift it. I didn't lift it on your mirror. That would be a good thing to do. What other people think of you is on your
Yeah, I like that. I need that, actually.
And yet, yeah, I'm telling you, that spiritual life coach course is perfect for you because it's all full of those things.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome, Shelley.
Looking forward to it. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
Another good one might be Forgiving the Unforgivable, which is a web webinar.
You're right. That's right. Forgiving the Unforgivable, right. That's an early course. That's a good course, yeah. For those who have the hard time forgiving your family, your friends, and you're in that space of not being able to, that's a great course for that. It really helps you open up the blocks and forgive. We all need forgiveness. We have to. You want to forgive them while you're here on the earth. You don't want to bring that over to the spirit side of life. You want to take care of that now here. So good idea. Very good, Emily.
Okay, let's go to, there's not a name here. It's a mystery caller at 310-873.
Okay.
Oh, hi. Hi, James. It's Usha. How are you?
Good. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm so excited to speak to you. I'm doing one or two of your courses at the moment, and I love it. And it's so interesting how I got into it. I mean, my mom passed away, and I'm very sensitive to things, and I just did your first course, and I love it. And I'd like to do another course, but I'm not sure where to go, what to do, because it's all new to me. But
all right,
there's
sweetheart.
Something in it. Yeah.
What was the course you took? What was the first one you took?
The first one I took was connecting with your guides, angels, and masters.
Okay. How about the psychic portals course?
I did take that one as well. I took two courses.
Okay. And then there's and there's the psychic certification course as well.
Okay.
That would be the next step.
Okay. So. It's just like, how long is the course for? That's what I wanted to ask you. How long, I mean,
Emily,
do you have to do it with...
That one?
So the certification, it's 8 weeks long. You don't have to do it all at once. You can split it
okay.
up. So it's 8 lessons, basically. They're delivered once a week. And that is one that you can do at your own pace.
Okay, thank you.
It's good basic fundamentals, what you need. You're very sensitive. You're very psychic. You're very much that way. And you're a
I God, love
a,
it.
You have a great energy, really, really, really. Later
you
on, my healing work for you because you're much a healer. Later, we'll talk about that. But first, the psychic one is important, that you get that under your belt and they have the good fundamentals. That's what I like with you. I think you're a very a person of good integrity, doing the right thing the right way, and I like that about you. So
thank
let's take
you
it
so much.
And do that one step at a time. And of course, your mother is a guide of yours now, which is great. And
fantastic.
I look forward to seeing you in London when I get there.
Oh, yes. But what I wanted to ask you, with doing these courses, when I do a lot of meditation, I go very deep. I mean, this is quite new to me, so I'm very exciting. And does that usually happen? I mean, I see a lot of purples, bright light. It's like I see a whole load of people as well, but I don't know how to deal with it.
So everybody's different, right? So everybody has a different experience, but I guide you. You know, I talk through all of them. So I'm guiding you. So you can always go back to my voice or go back to the breath. And the rhythm of the breath is really great. It's a great grounding tool. The breath, inhalation, exhalation, go back to the breath. When your mind starts wandering, too much going on, go back to the breath. And that brings you back. That will really help you.
Because that just makes me panic a little bit because I go too deep I'm thinking, oh, my God. And then it makes me nervous and I come back and I was like, I wish I could have gone more, you know. It's just this because it's all new to me.
Yeah, it's new to you. That's fine. That happens. You know, you're probably somewhat of a trance medium if you go that deep. You probably have some trance mediumship skills. But for now, it's brand new to you. It's the unknown. You're not sure. So fear starts in the unknown. But you're in good hands one step at a time. I think you're doing the right thing. Yeah.
And so you think I should start with the psychic certification? Is that what you just said to me earlier? Just to make sure, just to check with you.
Yes, psychic certification course.
Okay, and that's fantastic, and I'm so thankful to even speaking to you. I listen to everything that you put on websites and that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a few spots in the queue if someone wants to get in there quick before we end. And the next person is a mystery caller at 617-966.
Massachusetts.
Hi, it's Chrissy. How are you?
Hi, Chrissy. Are you from Massachusetts?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding. I was just there.
Oh, you were? I missed you. Oh, my God.
I was in Beverly, Mass last weekend.
Oh, my God. I wish I'd known. Wow. So I have a question. I took your life tools for the highly sensitive person, which was both life-changing.
How did you do with that?
It was amazing. It was so helpful and forever grateful for that.
Good girl.
I also signed up for but haven't started the lessons for the certification for mediumship. And I'm curious if that's the best one, although I'll do it no matter what. But I work with a lot of clients, and I'm noticing that spirit is coming through often. Like, they come because I will acknowledge them probably. I've started to try and get, like, bridge the communication between them showing up and what they're here for, maybe to help the person who's here in a physical form to, you know, heal something for themselves. Where do I go with that?
Chrissy, what kind of clients are you talking about?
Okay, so I do a lot of energy transformation work with people. So I do things like energy balancing by numbers or emotion code or the body code. I work with belief statements and helping them to shift like core belief systems and things like that. So it's like life coaching.
Yeah, just like my course, the spiritual life coaching.
I should take that.
Well, it's exactly what you're doing. You should be. So you signed up already for Mediumship 1, right?
Yeah, I haven't even started it yet, though. I haven't gone there.
So let's not rush it. This will really help you. I think it's really important. Again, I'm emphasizing this to everybody, but here very much with you, Chrissy. If you get into a habit of every afternoon or evening sitting 15 minutes in a closet, quiet, and sit in the stillness of your being, that will ground you. That will help you to discern between the energies that you're using. It'll help you be more confident. It'll help you connect with your guides and with the spirit people much easier, and know when they're in the space with you. You become aware of the space that you're in. It's really what it's about. And really the confidence level goes high as well. So that's something I'd throw you in right now. And the mediumship one, yes, take your time with that, okay? Fully digest it, because it's development. It's slow development. But I think you're in the right space. I think you're in the right space. And I would take that course.
Okay. Do you find that, and maybe this is just part of the class, so if it is, just tell me and I'll go listen. But the spirit realm, do they come here? Like, is their presence here to help somebody to heal, or are they coming here to heal for themselves, or maybe both? Like, what's going
both.
On there?
Both, honey, both. There could be some of the spirit side, like I talked about with the lady who lost her son, Betty. There's a life review for everyone, and they have to sit with the things they did, and sometimes they have to sit, and they really would love to say, I'm sorry, because I love them back on Earth. So they might look for a medium to come through to pass that message on. It's also a medium is really working with the bereaved, the people that are grieving, to demonstrate to them that there is no death, that your loved ones are all around you. So that's in second. So it's both, really. It's healing the living, healing the dead, or healing the human, healing the soul. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And it's great work.
Okay, I feel like that's happening without me trying to. So it's
right,
like
need,
prompting
yeah,
me to learn need, more about it.
Yes, because what you need to do is you have the rough edges, very rough edges now. Now you need the soft edges, and you need to really develop that self. It can't be phonetic. It's got to be soft and rounded. Yeah?
Okay. Yes.
Okay? You're doing very well. Okay. Take your time. Slow down, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Chrissy. Bye, sweetheart.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, next up we have Lisa.
Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Lisa, 402-730.
I think that's the Midwest. Lisa, maybe left.
Yeah, where's she's there, but okay.
Sorry, Lisa.
All right.
No, I'm here. Sorry.
Where are you?
I'm calling from Nebraska. I live in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That was close. Okay.
Yes, we are pretty close. I have been educating myself and trying to open up to my gifts for the past 5 years. So I've taken quite a few of your audio courses and your video courses, psychic portals, and connecting to your guides, angels, and masters, which are all fabulous, and really enjoying the process of all of that and opening up to my reopening up to my abilities. And I've been professional meeting.
Reopening, good girl.
Yeah, and I've been working as a professional medium for a year now, doing readings, private readings, and platform readings.
A little quick, Lisa.
Well, I have really been working, you know, probably 4 years before I ever started doing any type of readings on my own, but I've been in development circles and doing that type of thing as well online.
Okay, good. Because remember the quality of the messages depend upon the quality of your foundation.
Absolutely, and I run a development circle where I teach that. It's like you cannot give good readings if you're not educating yourself about your own abilities and building that foundation of integrity. So that's really important.
Good, Lisa. I'm very happy now. Okay, you can go on.
Okay, good. What I'm wondering, though, is I'm going back and forth on whether to take the Mediumship 1 or the Mediumship 2. I feel like I've got a foundation and I'm working towards that and just not sure if which one would be better for me. I'm leaning towards one, but I don't know.
Okay, let me help you. So as a medium, and you know this, as a medium, you always have to learn. Like every day you learn something. Mm-hmm. So I go to basic courses because you can always relearn the basics because one teacher does it one way, another teacher will do it another way. So it's always good to look at a different way of doing things. So I think Mediumship 1 would be the best thing for you. I think it'll give you the basics over again. There might be some things that you didn't think about or are using that, like, oh, my God, I use this technique. This is great. I never thought about it that way. So I would start from the beginning. And I mean, I love to do that anyway. I always take a course in the very beginning courses. I can medium courses and advanced, but I love repeating the beginning because it really does set that strong foundation. So I would take Mediumship 1. I really would. That's my feeling. And I think you'll do well with that.
Perfect. And I agree. I take a lot of your courses. I do them over and over again. That's how I learn best because I always find something new.
Something different each time.
Right. Exactly. There's something new and different each time. So, okay, very good. Thank you so much. Okay. I greatly appreciate your time.
Thanks, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, I think that is a wrap for today, James.
Wow, really? It's coming so fast. I just want to mention to everybody again, just one more time, though, the Spiritual Life Coach certification course, because as we talked about, the sale is over on Tuesday, and it's I'm very proud of this course. I'm all about the course right now because I'm just working on it. It's the end of it now, but it really does help you gain clarity of your life and also gives you the steps that turn your passion into a career, as I mentioned before. I do a whole thing with this magic carpet ride, which goes back in time, and you clear away behaviors, things that were said. You change that to positive things that were said. It's a great course. So if you feel moved to take that course, now is the time to sign up, because what deals do you get again, Emily? I know you know that better than I do, the deals that include in this.
Yeah, early. So you get the early bird savings, which is, gosh, like $200. And
100.
You also get to be part of a reading call if you sign up by Monday, meaning like James will actually take a reading question, psychic or mediumship, from everyone on the call. And you get a bunch of bonuses, including Highly Sensitive Person's Guide to Life, Forgiving the Unforgivable, I believe. And you get to be part of the first group, which is always the best.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about in the course also about action items and doing an action item every day. And this is it, doing an action item. So, you know, action is important because when you make an action, you take action, you'll get more clarity. And clarity is really what you want. You want a clearing. You want a perspective of your soul experiencing this human condition. So it's a good course. I think you'll like it. It guides you along the way. And, you know, it's also a course about jumping in, having faith and jumping into things that you're unknown about. And my career was that. Last night we talked about that in this Zoom call we did. About my career, I didn't know where I was going, and I wanted to be a sitcom writer. And in a weird way, I ended up with all these temporary jobs that ended up here I am today as a medium. And it was just having the faith and of myself, believing in myself, having a relationship with myself, that really helped this to happen. So, like I talked about for a call earlier, you got to love yourself. You got to really have that sense of treating yourself sacred. And this course is all about that. So if you're interested, please sign up today and get all those wonderful gifts along with it. And Emily, thank you. And everybody, thank you for your time and the space. Appreciate it. Blessings to everyone.